I'm going to read three more poems. This next poem is a poem called Ode to a Lebanese Crock of Olives. I guess that this poem allows me technically to be called a romantic poet. And it's a kind of hymn to my sense of the beauty in the world. The poem is dedicated to my friend Walter Hamady's Aunt Libby, who lives in Lebanon and can't believe that anyone in the United States ever has any decent food, so constantly sends Walter and Mary, his wife, packages of delicious and wonderful food from Lebanon. And it was on the receipt of one of these packages of olives, nearly all of which I consumed, that I was inspired to write this ode. Actually, Walter said he'd never let me visit again if I didn't do something to replace the olives that I consumed. Ode to a Lebanese crock of olives, for Walter's Aunt Libby's diligence in making olives. As some women love jewels and drape themselves with ropes of pearl, stud their ears with diamonds, band themselves with heavy gold, have emeralds on their fingers or opals on white bosoms, I live with the still life of grapes whose skins frost over with the sugar forming inside, hard apples and delicate pears, cheeses from the sharp fontina to icy blue, the aromatic chèvre, boursault, boursin, a litany of thick bread, dark wines, pasta with garlic, soups full of potato and onion, and butter and cream like the skins of beautiful women are on my sideboard. These words are to say thank you to Walter's Aunt Libby for her wonderful olives, oily green knobs and lemon, that I add to the feast when they get here from Lebanon, where men are fighting, as her sisters have been fighting for years, over whose house the company stays in, and whose recipes for kibbeh or dolmas or hummus are passed along. I often wonder, had I been born beautiful, a Venus on the California seashore, if I'd have learned to eat and drink so well. For with hummingbirds outside my kitchen window to remind of small elegance, and mourning doves in the pines and cedar speaking with grace, and the beautiful bodies of lean blonde surfers dancing on terraces, surely, had I a beautiful face or elegant body, surely I would not have found such pleasure in food. I often wonder why a poem to me is so much more like a piece of bread and butter than like a sapphire. But with mockers flying in and out of orange groves and brown pelicans dipping into the Pacific, looking at camellias and fuchsia, an abundance of rose and the brilliant purple ice plant which lined the cliffs to the beach, life was a still life for me and a feast. I wish I'd known then the paintings of Rubens or David, where beauty was not only thin, tan California girls, but included all abundance. As some women love jewels, I love the jewels of life. And were you, the man I love, to cover me naked with diamonds, I would accept them too. Beauty is everywhere, in contrast and unities. But to you I could not offer the thin, tan, fashionable body of a California beach girl. Instead, I could give the richness of burgundy, dark brown gravies, gleaming onions, the gold of lemons, and some of Walter's Aunt Libby's wonderful olives from Lebanon. Thank you, Aunt Libby, from a failed beach girl out of the West. Thank you.